Good morning, Isaac. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Rufilwe.
What is the immediate reaction, I suppose, of the SA Poultry Association to this news?
A bit mixed, but definitely a disappointment. If we look at the announcement, there are positives and negatives. The first one is the minister did find that there was dumping that took place or is taking place. He also found that there was material harm to the industry, and he did give us a duty. So that is positive for us. The fact that it's delayed for 12 months, that is obviously of concern. And we will have to compete with dumped product during that period of time, which is not good for the industry.
It is unfortunate. My understanding, though, Isaac, is that they're quite different portions or parts, right, that are dominated in the South African production of poultry versus that which gets imported. Or am I only limiting that to the United States?
No, you're totally correct. Okay. If we look at countries like Brazil, America, and Europe, they prefer the white meat or the breast meat of a chicken.
Yes.
We prefer the brown meat or the leg quarters, as we call it. And that is a big difference. Now, what happens in terms of dumping is that these products are consumed in the US and Brazil and the European Union as well, but not at the same levels that we would do. Now, yes. When they overproduce, they dump the product in South Africa, and that causes harm to our industry.
I see. Now, and where does that normally happen? Is that in the frozen parts?
Those should also be will always be frozen portions.
Yes.
That will enter South Africa by ship, not by plane.
Of
it's too expensive. Yes, so it's frozen parts.
And that, I suppose, is the one that impacts the most, I suppose, the most stretched consumer. That's our cheapest entry point, hey, for chicken.
Absolutely. If we look at the products that the lower LSM people like to consume, it will be the bone-in portions. And those are the portions we talk about. And when we talk about the anti-dumping tariff, the application is only against bone-in portions and not against all the other types of products.
I see.
We are concerned about the consumer, and we don't believe that the consumer should pay additionally for tariffs that is levied for the industry. And we also believe that the consumer should not pay for inefficiencies in the industry. And this industry has been really globally competitive for many, many years. And we've been producing chickens at a price so low that you can't, with South African rand, buy chicken cheaper anywhere else in the world. So I think we are achieving that objective to supply cheap chicken to the masses in South Africa,
yes.
And we need to carry on in doing so.
Is that one of the things that I spoke to a colleague of yours about recently was the massive costs of load shedding on the management of, I suppose, chicken coops, because they need to be at a particular temperature, and the manufacturing. So there's quite a bit of pressure that's coming down on the industry. Is it possible that in 12 months' time we see a significant increase in prices, maybe even in line with whatever duties take international chicken up?
I don't think so. We are under huge pressure in terms of the supply of electricity. As I've explained previously, that you know, our chicken coops need electricity. We need electricity to run the feeders. The drinking water needs to be pumped to the chicken houses, and we need to do the ventilation in the chicken houses. We also have huge abattoirs that are big consumers of electricity. So it impacts us really, really badly. We also have the issue with water. We produce in the rural areas. It is common not to have water or not to have the quality of water that we need. And then energy cost or fuel cost is incredibly high at the moment. So, yes, we are under price pressure. But 70% of our cost is made up of raw materials or feed, as we call it. And that is the main determinant of price. Now, if we look back at the last year, since the period between April last year and December last year, we've seen material increases in chicken prices. And that was all driven by the cost of feed. And we believe that the raw materials are at an all-time high. actually at a record high, and we don't believe that tariffs will cause an increase in the price of chicken, but it will be driven by the raw materials.
Understandable. Isaac, thank you so much for your time and your insight. Isaac Breitenbach, is General Manager of the Broiler Organization at the South African Poultry Association, helping us understand the impact of this paused anti-dumping tariff on imports of chicken.